The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Radio friends, this is Thursday, February 2nd, and we are going to talk about earthquakes today. Maybe we don't think about earthquakes very much in central Missouri, but MU Libraries' New Madrid Earthquake Conference is coming up Saturday, February the 18th, and we've got four guests today with the topic. Let's start, first of all, with Christine Montgomery. Welcome to Radio Friends, Christine.
Thank you.
Eric Sandvold. Good to have you.
Thank you, Eric.
You are an expert on earthquakes.
Some say so.
Yeah. Let's start with Christine. Tell me a little bit about this conference.
Well, this year is the 200th anniversary of the New Madrid earthquakes, the big event that we know about, which occurred from December to February 1811 to 1812. There was actually three major earthquakes that happened during that time, and there was settlement in New Madrid. There were people here in that area. And we have part of the conference will be talking about the geological events that occurred at that time, but we're also going to be doing eyewitness account readings of people who experienced the earthquake at that time.
Yeah, and we have two readings that we're going to share with you here in just a second. But Eric, what will you be covering at the conference?
Right. Well, I'll be talking a little bit about sort of the science behind the New Madrid earthquakes, what we do understand, and perhaps even more importantly, what we don't understand about why we have earthquakes, the likelihood of another large event.
Are there a lot of things that we don't understand?
Unfortunately, yes. In fact, I would say most of what we don't understand, most aspects of the earthquakes we don't understand. In fact, if I had to choose one of the most enigmatic seismic zones, a region that has large earthquakes, I'd probably choose New Madrid in terms of the globe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll come back to you in just a minute, but we've got two readers over here, and they are professional. I want to start, first of all, with L.R. Holtz. And L.R., you're going to read, this is an eyewitness account of
yes.
the earthquake, right?
And it was published on February 12th, 1812, in the Pittsburgh Sentinel.
Okay. So this is someone who experienced their words.
Yes.
Go ahead.
On the 7th of last February, at 3 a.m., being moored to the bank of the Mississippi, about 13 miles above New Madrid, a boatman was awakened by a tremendous roaring noise, felt his vessel violently shaken, and observed the trees over the bank falling in every direction and agitated like reeds on a windy day, and many sparks of fire emitted from the earth. He immediately cut his cable and put off into the middle of the river, where he soon found the current changed, and the boat hurried up for about the space of a minute with the velocity of the swiftest horse. He was obliged to hold his hand to his head to keep his hat on. On the current's running its natural course, which it did gradually, he continued to proceed down the river, and at about daylight he came to a most terrific fall, which he thinks was at least 6 feet perpendicular, extending across the river about a half mile wide. The whirls and ripplings of this rapid were such that the vessel was altogether unmanageable, and destruction seemed inevitable. Some of the whirls, he thinks, were at least 30 feet deep, and seemed to be formed by the waters being violently sucked into some chasm in the river's bottom. He and his men were constantly employed in pumping and bailing, by which, and the aid of Providence, he says, he got safe through. On his arrival at New Madrid, he found that place a complete wreck, sunk about 12 feet below its level and entirely deserted. Its inhabitants were encamped in its neighborhood. He represents their cries as truly distressing.
I'd say that reading is pretty distressing, too. When you listen to that, I mean, you were painting a picture in my mind of what was going on, and it's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening.
It is.
And you did a wonderful job of reading that, too. Now let's turn to Cheryl Black. And Cheryl, tell me about what you have here.
Well, this is a letter from Eliza Bryan, who was a school teacher, 31 years old in 1811 when the earthquake happened. She was living in New Madrid, Missouri, and she wrote this letter to an itinerant preacher, Lorenzo Dow,
okay,
in 1816.
Okay, so here's the letter.
Dear sir, in compliance with your request, I will now give you a history, as full in detail as the limits of the letter will permit, of the late awful visitation of Providence in this place and vicinity. On the 16th of December, 1811, about 2 o'clock a.m., we were visited by a violent shock of an earthquake, accompanied by a very awful noise resembling loud but distant thunder, but more hoarse and vibrating, which was followed in a few minutes by the complete saturation of the atmosphere with sulfurous vapor causing total darkness, the screams of the affrighted inhabitants running to and fro, not knowing where to go or what to do, the cries of the fowls and beasts of every species, the cracking of trees falling, and the roaring of the Mississippi, the current of which was retrograde for a few minutes, owing, as is supposed, to an eruption in its bed, formed a scene truly horrible.
Yeah, I would say so. Ah, I tell you what, after listening to these two accounts, it makes you want to run and hide under a bed.
Well, you need to come to the conference and okay, learn that all is not lost.
All right, that's what Eric, now you're the expert. What are our chances here in central Missouri of ever experiencing anything like those words that we just heard?
Like those words, they're very remote. We don't have any active faults. There's lots of faults, but probably very few of them are active here in Missouri. But if there was another event that occurred, like the one that occurred in 1811 and 1812, we would feel those effects here. There wouldn't be anything like those described there, but there'd be very strong ground shaking. People would most definitely feel it. And there would probably be small damage, maybe with a few exceptions, in particular bridges would be something we would be worried about. Even
yeah, you were telling me that the bridges, because of the way they're built.
And what they're built on. So the fact that they're spanning the Missouri River and they're built on these relatively soft, water-saturated sediments. You heard about the subsidence. That's due to this effect called liquefaction, where the ground actually turns to a fluid and will flow or erupt like a mini volcano. And so that's, and the places where that's most likely happened is where you have water-saturated sediments, like in the Missouri River Basin itself.
But what you're saying is our chances of having an event like we heard
here
would not, yeah, but it could be along the fault.
The Madrid Fault, there's evidence going back about 1,000 years that we've had two prior prehistoric events, just like this 1811, 1812 series okay, of events that have happened.
All right. If people want to find out more about this, the conference is Saturday, February the 18th. Where?
That's right. It's at Chambers Auditorium at the MU Student Center. This is free and open to the public.
Should they register ahead of time
There's
or just
no
come?
There's no registration
just
required.
Come.
You can just come.
Okay. So mark it on your calendar. It's not this weekend. It's the following weekend, Saturday, February the 18th.
12:30.
Find out all about 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
by.
You.
Pleasure meeting both
Thank
of you. And you two did a wonderful job of reading.
Thank you very
all
much.
Right. Tomorrow, Maples Rep Theater and Osher Lifelong Learning. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.